Yo, Chicago, if you ain't up on the morning right.
107.5 WGCI, Tony Score in the Morning Ride on your radio. And we got Chicago's own super producer. The guy's the president of Def Jam.
Yes,
man,
sir.
He is a legend. We love him. No ID in the Ooh, building. Yo, yeah. What's up, No?
What's good? What's good, man? How you doing?
How you feel, bro?
Oh, man. I feel good.
Feel great? Now, you know we had to call you, man. You know we love you in the Shy. You know the Shy gonna always hold you down, man. You're one of our very own. Your boy Irv Gotti, man, out there like losing his mind trying to come at your employment, man. What's up with that, dog?
Oh, man. You know?
I mean, a black man working, doing his thing, and this brother trying to, you know, come at your spot, man. Come on, No?
Yeah, no, it's not a president over there, you know. So, okay. I know where he's coming from. Everybody got an opinion about it. Mm. And, I'm just there to do my job, really, to be honest.
So you're not about to get it caught up into no, he say, she say, back and forth?
Nah, I mean, it's not. I mean, really, he's just strongly stating his opinion. Mm. And, you know, there's some facts in it. And then, you know, there's other parts to this business. You know, that have to do with how things get the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that he can actually come in there at this state of his career, him being, you know, going away for so long, could come back and head a label today and still make that connection with the fans today?
Hey, you know, I can't say. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by, you know, I won't get into that part whether he can or can't, because, you know, who's to say who can or can't? You know, it would be, you know, cool to have somebody in that position, but me, I'm going to just step in my position and do the best I can do, you know, for music in general. You know, the other parts of the argument, I'm not even really thinking about it so much. We got to do for music, urban music in particular, nowadays, just to keep what we got going.
Right. Now, of course, you, like you said, you're executive vice president over there. Man, what's the whole deal with the climate in music today as far as the album sales? Of course, we're not selling nearly as many records as we used to on these labels. What do you think that is? What do you contribute that to?
Personally, I contributed to, like, the way we're putting together albums. We got to make albums that people are more fans of. I mean, if you really look at it, The quality of the albums are not what they used to be.
Hey, no ID. You can say it's whack if you want to. This Tony Score in the Morning Ride, man. Go ahead and say people putting out whack stuff, man.
Nah, you know, I'll go in more detail. I feel like the fact that albums sound like compilations nowadays. You got 10, 15 producers on an album that never met each other, that never sat in the room and really figured out what this thing is supposed to sound like. And, you know, I think the fans can hear it. You know, the fans usually buy more into the albums that are put together by one or two people that put it together, that know each other, that got a cohesive sound. You know, it basically sounds like something that's going to last 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm. And with that being said, now you went in and did the entire new Common project that's coming out. We already heard the first joint, Blue Sky. I'm telling you, it's got me foaming at the damn mouth. Because I can't wait until this CD come out. As I understand, now, I don't know if this is an exact quote, but Leon, you say he said,
man,
what? He
said, man, say like you attacked this album like you was angry at the industry, man. So you straight super heat.
Nah, I did. You know what? I really did. I really wanted to prove a point. And I think once everybody hears it, you know, as a body of work, hopefully, you know, it'll strike a chord. Because I treat it, you know, I treat our relationship, me and Common,
right,
as I did when I first met him. I didn't take it like, hey, you know, I'm in a comfortable position. I said, hey, man, let's go back and do what we did 20 years later with everything we know and try and instill, you know, some feelings about what's going on other than making money or representing, you know.
So musically, you thinking this album will take Common to the next level? Even though he's already a super MC, you're a great producer. Do you think this will put him in a class of his own, like the Kanyes and the Jay-Z's?
I think it's gonna put him in a class of his own. I don't think it's, you know, gonna put him in. He, you know what it is. He's a humble guy, and you know, being humble don't always necessarily, you know, equal the highest level of commercial success. But culturally speaking, when he does what he does, and he does it to the fullest, and I always told him he never really had a producer that wasn't an artist.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He always had producers that are artists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for an artist producer to give you everything.
The best beat, right.
They got.
Mm-hmm.
So this was an opportunity where I backed off of doing other projects. You know, I honestly didn't, you know, do a lot for the Watch the Throne and the things like that that I normally would have done. And I said, nah, you know what? I'm going to try and get this man 100% real quick.
Hey, no ID, I heard that you ain't washed up or shaved for the whole time you was doing this album. When you got done, you looked just like Common. Y'all was twins.
But he looked like that because he was doing a TV show.
Yeah, I know. The Wild West, Hell on Wheels. Common, doing everything, man. Hey, real quick, I just want you to do this, man, because a lot of artists in Chicago are looking for some advice on how to get their music on. You're the executive vice president of Def Jam. When you hear a project coming from an unheard of artist, what are you looking for? What is that one thing or maybe two things that you hear to make you say, hey, this guy may have it. We may need to go ahead and investigate this guy, see if we can get him in and see what's going on.
Man, you got to have a high ceiling creatively or sales-wise, meaning you got to really push the envelope in a creative way, or you got to really push the envelope in a way that's going to show how you're going to impact the sales market. You know, and when you do it, just make sure you, you know, a lot of people just got to take a minute and look at their music unemotionally. We're talking about a product, you know,
because
a lot of times, you know, I'm from Chicago. I know what it is. And, you know, I even hear the statement a lot, you know, we got to put Chicago on the map. No, Chicago been on the map. We've been doing music. We've been putting out music. We was putting out music before this generation, you know, all the way back to the Curtis Mayfield and before that.
Marshall Thompson, them the Shy Lights.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what we got to do is we got to accept where music is and let go of the crutch of where we from. And really just put together the best product.
And be honest at the end of the day, if this is really your best work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the people who get a lot of progress, that's what they do. And, you know, unfortunately, it usually comes after you depart from Chicago. You get to see a little more, you know, and it would be better if, you know, while we're in Chicago, some of those pressures are not put on us to do something that don't have nothing to do with the fact that we just need the best product.
All right, it's my man, No ID, Executive Vice President of Def Jam, also the producer on Common's new album. Super producer, man, doesn't work for everybody. When is the Common CD going to drop, man, so we can go and get that joint?
November 22nd.
November 22nd.
And right around that Thanksgiving music.
Trust me, you're gonna like anybody that's a real hip-hop fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point. It's to the core. There's no tricks to it.
Now let me ask you, did Common go back into that, I am an MC, I'm getting ready to show you guys how I crush dudes when I do this? Not, you know what I'm saying? I like that hip hop where the dude come up and just let you know, you can't get with me on these
bars.
I got bars.
Hey, you know what? He went there. He went there
that's
in a way
I wanna know.
That I want you to call me after you hear
we will
a
do
specific
that.
Song
definitely.
Called Sweet.
Okay.
You hear the song Sweet, and you'll probably hear it before the album comes out.
All right.
So
he specifically said it on there, loud and clear.
Sweet, so we getting the UAC Common, the Can I Borrow a Dollar Common?
87th Street.
Ooh. Yes, sir. All right, cool. Hey, man, we look forward to that. Thank you so much, No ID, for taking time out of your day. We're going to be looking for that joint. I'm sending everybody out to the store on the 21st so they can sleep there overnight and get that.
Buy about 3-4 copies.
That's right. One for
yeah,
the
and you know what, y'all? Buy it if you like it. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, don't buy it. because it ain't for everybody. It's for fans that really, really love this.
All right, cool. We appreciate it, man. We on it, man. We going to get it. We appreciate you, No ID, man. Keep doing your thing.
All right, man. Y'all take care, man.
Yep, GCI.